know, it's hard to think about, you know, him not being out there, but you know, we have to move forward, and he'll be the first one to say that, you know, we got to move forward and we got to play, you know, without him. So, you know,
what can you guys do to help Riley Long?
You know, Riley's he's a big boy now. He's playing in a lot of games. He's played a lot of snaps in many games. You know, he's been singled up with, you know, with the ends a lot. So I'm not worried about, you know, Riley. You know, he's not a pup anymore. And, you know, I think he'd be the first one to say that, he, you know, he can handle it. And, you know, I believe in him. I mean, I've seen him work his butt off and, you know, progress. And, you know, the only way that, you know, the only way he's going to get better is go in there and play more. So, you know, I thought he did a good job against Green Bay. And, you know, I expect him to be a professional and step right in there this week. And, you know, we're not going to make any excuses, no explanations. You know, he's the next guy in, and we expect the next guy in to step up and do their job.
How much different is it playing on the line, though, as opposed to what he's been doing for the first, you know, 8 or 9 weeks in that role?
Oh, I don't know. I don't ask him that. I have no idea. But I just go with, you know, the playing experience is invaluable. You know, I mean, and, you know, you can't, you have to be on the field to get that kind of experience, and he's been on the field. So, you know, I'm not worried about, you know, him stepping in there. I think he's going to do a good job.
What Jeff do you never think?
He never talks about the streak, but do you get a sense of how important it was to him, what it meant to him?
Well, yeah, I think more than the streak. I think he's, you know, he's a person you can count on. His accountability level is unbelievable. So, you know, I think it's more of that. I don't think it's the numbers. I don't think it's the streak. I don't think it's the games in a row. I think it's the, you know, that he wants to be out there with us. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, one example that you, in the playoff game last year, when he tore his bicep or whatever he tore his tricep or something. He was trying to wrap it and go back in the game. I mean, it was like a minute left in the game, and we were down like 2 or 3 scores. So just that'll give you a little example in the mind of Jeff Backus. You know, he's signed up to, you know, he's born to play football, and that's what he does.
Riley's been out there in a 6-line package help with a transition. He's been out there with the
I think it'll help. I said that earlier. I think him being on the field is going to help. Well, it's going to be a little different, you know, starting the game out there on that island. But, you know, we believe in him. You know, our big thing in here is the next guy step up and play and go in and do his job.
What are you thankful for this holiday season and this Thanksgiving?
You know, there's a lot of things. I mean, you caught me at a bad time. You know, I think, I don't know. I mean, everybody's a little moody, you know, right about this time. You know, we're not, you know, where we want to be. You know, I'm thankful for, you know, the guys in here, the guys going, you know, going to play with every day. I'm thankful for a lot of things, my family, health, you know. So, I don't know. It's a bad time to ask me that, I guess.
Because of the record, you mean?
I think because of the record, you know, we're not where we want to be. You know, it sucks. You know, it sucks. But, you know, we're hungry, so that's good.
You still got, you know, 6 games left, but why are you guys here right now? When you look at these first 10 games, why have things not gone the way that you hoped?
We haven't made the plays that we've made in the past. You know, when plays are there, we haven't made them. You know, mental mistakes. You know, so, you know, there are a lot of different reasons.
You know that block we would make last year, you know, we haven't been able to make it, you know, this year when it came in crunch time, or, you know, that ball that we needed to catch that we caught last year, or the throw, or whatever the case may be. You know, it's just, you know, it's little things. You go back and look at every single game, one play here, one play there, it's talking totally different in this locker room. So I think you just keep playing. I don't think it's an X's and O's thing. I don't think it's a will or desire thing. You know, it's just the way it bounces sometimes, unfortunately.
It's got to be frustrating to be in that position, right? I mean, 4-6-0-4 in your division. You can imagine this at this point, did you?
No, definitely didn't imagine this. You know, never thought, you know, going down this road. But, I mean, that's, you know, that's the NFL, and it's a lot of unexpected things that will happen to you, and it's a lot of ups and downs in this game and through a career. And, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and that's the way you got to approach it. And, you know, fortunately right now we're in a down period, but you know, that's a good thing about the NFL, too. You know, you got another week, and, you know, day after tomorrow, we get a chance to redeem ourselves.
Is it tougher when you've had a taste, when you've had a taste of the playoffs, and you know what it's getting there is like? Is it tougher to know that you're teetering on that balance right there?
Yeah, because it takes so long to just work to this part, you know, to this point, and, you know, to not to put so much work in and not see the payoff, you know, it really hurts, it really stings. So, you know, man, nobody on this team is going to quit. We're just going to keep going back and working and get it figured out.
I know they all count the same, but what would a win over a 9-1 team do for you guys' mindset?
You know, I think all that stuff is out the window right now. I think just getting a win period is good for us right now. I don't, you know, no one get into like, oh, this is how we'll feel and all that kind of stuff. You know, either way it goes, you know, it sucks, but we're going to go out there and play and get a win and enjoy Thanksgiving.
Starts. What do you expect from him in his first start?
I expect him to, you know, go toe-to-toe with whoever's in front of him and play him. It's the reason why we brought him here. You know, he's a good talent. He handles his job very professional, and that's what you'll see on Sunday.
The other thing is when you go in that H-back and you're in motion and you're blocking, it's a little different than when you're down there with your hand in the dirt every play, isn't it? There's a little different dynamic to that.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be doing this, to tell you the truth. It's different.
But playing with your hand in the dirt, you're used to, because you came out of Iowa with that left tackle mentality.
Yeah, you know, Coach Ferentz did a good job at Iowa, and, you know, I'm liking it so far here.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
That's Riley Reef, everybody. Riley, what?
About the support you've gotten from Jeff and just all the other guys. I mean, I saw you working out there a little longer with Dylan and just to get prepared for what may be your first start.
Yeah, you know, the guys in the O-line room, we're all together. It's one unit. You know, we stick together, help each other out. You know, Jeff's a great guy. I listen to anything he says because he's a smart player. He's been a really good player, and I try to take as much advice from him as possible.
What was it like to, you know, just instantly be at left tackle during the game, which you might not have been counting on doing? What was that like?
You have to be ready. You know, when something happens, you got to be ready to step up, you know.
What about starting? You got a couple of days to prepare for it. What sort of feeling do you have about that?
You know, you got to be ready.
What are your impressions of the Texans' defense? I know you've obviously had some college history with J.J.
They're a very good defense, you know. They're going to be ready to play, and we got to be ready to play, too. You know, they've been real productive.